a dirty way to die. How long before the news gets out?
So far, the region's been able to keep a lid on things. No one outside the castle knows anything yet. It has to be that way. If the news gets out before the succession is decided, there'll be a panic in the land. There might even be civil war, and none of us wants that.
If Malcolm was poisoned, who did it?
There are several suspects, not least Victor's two brothers, Louis and Dominic. But there's no proof against anyone so far.
I doubt there'll ever be any real proof. It was a very professional job. The autopsy couldn't find a trace of poison.
Jordan frowned. He was getting too much information at once to be able to make sense of it. He decided to concentrate on the only details that mattered, those directly affecting the prince he had to play. He sighed to himself. He hated politics, and court politics in particular. Intrigues made his head hurt. He supposed he just didn't think deviously enough. He'd thought hard about what he'd been told so far, and a question occurred to him.
Gawain, you said Prince Victor had been away from court for 4 years. Where's he been all that time?
He was sent into...
The king sent him into internal exile. A minor border city called Kahalimar. Like his brothers, Victor was never known for his self-control. And eventually he went a little too far. It was thought a few years in the backlands might help to cool his blood.
I see. So I'm playing a villain, am I?
Victor's not that bad. He's headstrong and too easily led for his own good, but at heart he's a true prince. I've sworn to protect him with my life.
Jordan made a mental note to talk to Roderick and Gawain separately. Their views on Victor seemed to differ quite a bit, and that might be important. A new thought struck him, and he gave Roderick a hard look.
You still haven't said why you chose me for this job. All right, I'm an excellent actor, one of the best. But there are others almost as good as me, and most of them are much better known these days than I am.
That was part of the problem. If one of your more illustrious colleagues were to suddenly disappear, it would be bound to be noticed. Questions would be asked. However, in your case, well, you understand, I'm sure. And there was one other reason why we particularly wanted you.
Oh, yes? And what might that be?
You're a conjurer as well as an actor.
Wait, but... Oh, of course. The royal blood.
The kings of Redheart were magic users, and had been for generations. Every member of the royal line inherited the ability to manipulate one of the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. The spreading bloodlines were jealously guarded and nurtured down the centuries, as it was discovered that the purer the blood, the more powerful would be the resulting magic. For a while, the royal line became dangerously interbred, producing monsters and mules more often than normal children. These days, there were strict laws and traditions to protect the magic-carrying bloodlines, and the elemental powers only remain truly powerful in the carefully monitored royal line.
Prince Victor has the fire magic. Whoever is to take his place has to be able to counterfeit this magic convincingly. You're a conjurer, Jordan. A few flames on demand shouldn't prove too difficult for you.
They'll see through it. They're bound to. My tricks are good, but they're still only tricks and illusions.
You're an actor and an illusionist. You, of all people, should realize that no one will suspect anything. They'll see only what they expect to see.
This is true. You've obviously put a lot of thought into this, Roderick, so I suppose you must know what you're doing.
Then may I suggest, Your Highness, that we get a bloody move on. We're pressed for time.
Indeed. I'll just get my things.
Sir Gawain, escort the prince.
Gladly.
They walked in silence. Jordan didn't know what to say to the knight, and Gawain seemed content to leave it that way. They walked quickly through the darkening evening, with not a soul on the streets with them. The houses were silent, and no lights showed past the closed shutters. But Jordan had no doubt he and Gawain were still being watched. People in small towns didn't miss much if they could help it. Jordan sneaked a few sidelong glances at Gawain. He wasn't sure yet what to make of the knight. The man was obviously competent, not to mention dangerous, but there was a bitter, brooding quality to Sir Gawain that intrigued Jordan. If he was going to get answers from anybody in the conspiracy about what was really going on, Gawain looked to be the best bet. It might pay to cultivate the knight. Jordan found his horse still waiting patiently beside the parked caravan at the edge of the town. He wasn't surprised. He didn't even hobble his horse these days. He didn't have to. Smokey was well-trained and too lazy to go anywhere she didn't absolutely have to. There was a time Jordan had worried someone might steal her, but of late the ominous runes and curses he'd painted on the sides of his caravan kept everyone at a respectable distance. After the war with the Demon Prince, even footpads and outlaws had discovered a new respect for the supernatural. Jordan looked proudly at the runes he'd painted. He hadn't a clue what they meant, but they looked great. He glanced at Gawain, who was studying the grazing horse. His gaze suggested that he was used to companions who rode a better class of animal. Jordan had to agree that Smokey wasn't exactly pedigree stock. She was mostly brown, with white patches, and reputedly even older than she looked. On a bad day, it was all she could do to break into a canter. But she pulled the heavy caravan for hours on end without complaint, once he got her moving, and she accepted resignedly the occasional hungry days that were a part of every strolling player's life. Though having Smokey around meant he could keep the strolling part to a minimum.
Hey, Smokey, got a little treat for you. Here you go. I saved you a little carrot. You want? Yeah, it's a good carrot. I could do with a little thanks from you, though. Didn't think so.
Smokey chewed while staring vacantly into the distance. She was an ungrateful animal, but Jordan was used to her little ways. He made to harness her up to the caravan, but Gawain stopped him with a raised hand.
You needn't bother with the caravan. You won't be needing it.
What do you mean I won't need it? How else am I supposed to carry all my stuff? There's my stage, the costumes, the props...
We'll supply everything you need to be Prince Victor. Everything else gets left here. No arguments, Jordan. We know what we're doing. You can't afford to be found with anything that might give away who you really are.
But what about Smokey? I won't leave her behind. She's a good horse, in her way.
Good? We can always say your usual mount went lame. Now then, if you look in the back of your caravan, you'll find a parcel containing a set of Prince Victor's clothes. Get changed, and don't take too long about it. I want to put a few miles between us and this town while there's still some light left.
You put these clothes in my caravan before you'd even talk to me. You must have been pretty damn confident I'd agree to this.
Roderick wanted you, and he usually gets what he wants.
Jordan had several quick answers to that one, but decided it might be politic to keep them to himself for the time being. He started to unlace the back flaps of his caravan and glanced irritably at Gawain.
You don't need to hang around, you know. I'm quite capable of getting dressed on my own.
Think of me as your bodyguard. Anyone who wants to kill you has to get past me first.
A gray-haired bodyguard. Just what I always wanted. You're not fooling anyone, Gawain. You're just here to make sure I don't change my mind and run out on you, right?
Of course. We can't have you running around the countryside wearing Prince Victor's face, can we? That could prove very unfortunate.
Yes, your little conspiracy would sink without a trace, wouldn't it?
I was thinking more of how unfortunate it would be for you, Jordan. Because if you were dumb enough to run out on us, I'd track you down and kill you. Don't let the gray hair fool you, lad. I may not be as fast as I once was, but I'm twice as mean when I'm annoyed. And don't make the mistake of thinking you're irreplaceable. We can always find another actor if we have to.
Not like me. I'm the best.
Gawain glanced briefly at the small, shabby caravan with its peeling paint and mismatched wheels.
Sure you are, Jordan. You've just come down on the world like me. Now hurry up and get changed, and forget any ideas about running. I've sworn to protect Victor from any and all dangers, and that includes small-time actors with delusions of grandeur.
Delusions?
Jordan's hand dropped to the sword at his side. Gawain moved before his fingers could even touch the hilt. Jordan felt cold steel against his throat. He didn't risk looking down, but he could swear he felt a thin trickle of blood run down his neck.
Okay, I get it.
No, you don't get it.
No?
Understand me, actor. I swore an oath upon my life and upon my honor to protect Prince Victor. I stood at his side when his father banished him, and I followed him into internal exile for 4 long years. If I even think you're going to be a problem, I'll cut you into pieces. Remember that, actor.
Okay.
Gawain stepped back a pace, lowered his axe, and sheathed it at his side again. Jordan put a hand unsteadily to his throat, and his fingers came away bloody. His hackles rose, and a cold breeze caressed the back of his neck. His legs were shaking slightly, as much from shock as fear. He'd seen his share of violence in his travels, and even been in a few sword fights himself when there was no other way out, but never in his life had he ever seen anyone move as quickly as Sir Gawain. He pulled out a handkerchief, cleaned the blood off his fingers, and then pressed the cloth to his throat. He was pleased that at least his hands weren't shaking. He tried concentrating on the 10,000 ducats, but the thought didn't comfort him as much as it once had.
I'll go up and get changed.
I'll be here.
He turned his back on Gawain and climbed up into his caravan.